For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Amplified Version. Welcome to day 13 of our Daniel fast. Today we are in part 2 of our topic, Scare Pollution, Unlocking the Chokehold of Fear. The Not-So-Fantastic Four. John Newton, the author of the famous hymn, Amazing Grace, said, "If the Lord be with us, we have no cause of fear. His eye is upon us, his arm over us, his ear open to our prayer, his grace sufficient, his promise unchangeable." As we mentioned yesterday in our devotion, we are born with only two natural fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Unfortunately, that list of fears grows throughout our lives. We accumulate many more fears as we experience disappointments, betrayals, scary encounters, and the like. From the strange to the common, there are a myriad of fears categorized by sociologists and psychologists. We may even be afraid of finding out what we are afraid of. With the diminishing levels of love, trust, and security in our society, fear will only become more widespread. Thankfully, we have the answer in Jesus Christ. Placing our faith in God will ultimately overcome fear, no matter what the fear is. In Soul Detox, Pastor Groeschel presents the idea that most adult fears fall under one of four categories. We will briefly examine these four categories and explore how faith in God overcomes them. We don't just want to acknowledge fear today, we want to focus on the one who helps us overcome fear. Number 1. Fear of loss. The fear of loss often manifests itself in our relationships. We can become perpetually afraid of losing our children. While it is good to do our best to protect and guide our children, and some parents would do well to be more concerned, an unhealthy fear of losing them causes us needless anxiety. I don't know if this happens to anyone else, but I have had panicked thoughts of something horrible happening to one of my precious daughters. To overcome, I must quickly give those things to God, because if not, I will suffer horrible anxiety. Maybe for you it is the fear of losing a spouse. Maybe you are afraid of your spouse cheating on you, or you are afraid they're going to die. Maybe you're afraid of financial loss. You're afraid your investments will fail. Maybe you're afraid of losing your job. Maybe it's the fear of losing everything to a natural disaster. Maybe you fear losing control. Maybe you're afraid of losing your own life to disease or some tragic accident. Whatever the case, the words of Charles Spurgeon should be considered. He said, "The worst evils of life are those which do not exist except in our imagination. If we had no troubles but real troubles, we should not have a tenth part of our present sorrows." Instead of allowing our minds to be consumed with what we might lose, why don't we appreciate it and enjoy it today? Instead of fearing the loss of a family member, enjoy spending time with them today. Instead of fearing losing our life, give our life to God. Trust Him to protect us and guide us. Instead of fearing the loss of money or financial security, give to God. I know that is quite a paradox, but the Bible encourages us to give our way to wealth. Proverbs 11:24-25, the Amplified Version says, "There is the one who generously scatters abroad and yet increases all the more. And there is one who withholds what is justly due, but it results only in want and poverty. The generous man is a source of blessing and shall be prosperous and enriched. And he who waters himself will be watered, reaping the generosity he has sown." Giving our relationships to God, will set us free from the fear of loss. Number 2. Fear of failure. The fear of failure often hinders us from fulfilling God's ultimate purpose and plan for our lives. Yesterday we examined how Gideon was in hiding because he didn't see himself as God saw him, as a mighty man of valor. Much of our fear of failure derives from us not seeing ourselves as God sees us. You are a mighty man of valor. You are a woman of godly virtue. We all possess incredible possibility. We can be anything God wants us to be. Notice I didn't say we can be anything we want to be. Just imagine if Shaquille O'Neal really wanted to be a horse jockey. I don't think so. But we can be anything God wants us to be. Seek what God wants you to be. Seek what God wants you to do. And do it. Will you have some failures? Of course. But I agree with Clovis Chappelle when he said, "It is better to make 1,000 failures than to be too cowardly to ever undertake anything." I would rather try and fail than not try at all. Consider Thomas Edison. His teacher said he was, quote, "too stupid to learn anything." He was fired from his first two jobs for being non-productive. As an inventor, Edison made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb. When a reporter asked how did it feel to fail 1,000 times, Edison replied, "I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps." Michael Jordan said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. That is why I succeed." He also said, "I can accept failure, but I cannot accept not trying." We can overcome the fear of failure by stepping out and doing what God is calling us to do. Number 3. Fear of rejection. For good reason, many of us battle fears of rejection and abandonment. Perhaps we were rejected or abandoned by someone we deeply cared about or relied upon. Some single people never ask anyone out because they're afraid of being rejected. And some married people constantly suspect their spouse is going to leave them or be unfaithful to them. Some children live in perpetual fear their parents will never approve of them. Sometimes we are controlled and manipulated by others. We become consumed by a people-pleasing mindset that is anchored in the fear of rejection. So how do we overcome the fear of rejection? Find your acceptance primarily in Jesus. When we live to please God, we know that He will never leave us or forsake us. When we please Him first, we will live in a way that seeks to please others, but in a balanced, loving, and healthy way that has appropriate boundaries. Of course, we all have a human need to be accepted by others, and I'm not nullifying that. Notice my emphasis upon making Jesus our primary source of acceptance. Activate your faith in God. Live for Him in every way. Your time, your appearance, your attitude, your relationships. Stop and ask God what He wants you to do, and you will discover a freedom from the fear of rejection, and you will find that God will connect you with people that will truly love and accept you. Finally, number 4, fear of the unknown. All of us, on some level, struggle with the fear of the unknown. Will there be a massive earthquake that destroys the West Coast? Will my company go out of business or hire someone to take my position? Will my marriage last? Will my friends be committed to me? Will my children live for Jesus? Will my car start tomorrow? Will my roof cave in? Will I die in an elephant stampede in the African safari? Will monkeys be used to employ biological warfare? Will Elvis make a comeback? Will aliens invade, take over the earth, and make us do the Macarena dance 8 hours a day? Our fears can be realistic or downright ridiculous. Either way, it is not God's will for us to live in fear of tomorrow. Try to be wise and plan for it, but don't fear it. Matthew 6:31-34, "So don't worry about these things, saying, 'What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?' These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." When we activate our faith by putting God first, we are able to rest in the calm assurance that he will provide everything we need. We don't have to fear the future when we put God first in everything. It takes great faith to put God first in everything, and that is why it is so rare. But great peace comes when we put God first. As we conclude today, let me encourage you with one more verse. Romans 8:38. "And I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love." Isn't that a comforting verse? Neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow can separate us from God's love.